Okay, delighted to be joined at the Ground Star this morning by Patrick Jansen. Patrick, thank you for joining us this morning just to talk about Romeo Commanding. We'll come to Not So Slow in a little while. But firstly, Romeo Commanding, the Coral Sussex Cup. He goes in track one in the final on Saturday. Been unbeaten in the competition so far, Patrick. Just give us your thoughts quickly on how you think the competition's worked out for him.
Yeah, very good, you know. It's remarkable he come back from the injury he had after the broken hook, and, you know, it healed all so quickly and everything. And the Derby came a bit early, but then he won the British Bred competition on Derby night, and we always thought Hope would suit him, but for some reason we never got there yet, you know what I mean? So this seemed the ideal opportunity. His trial was very good when I took him there first time. And he improved with every look round there, really, you know what I mean? Like, in the first round, he sort of fell this way around the first two events, and last week he really raced them first two events. And I think that's where he found the time, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and I think, you know, listen, it's a very good final, very competitive, but it's very well drawn.
Yeah, just going back to Toaster when he's come back on the card, obviously he was off from January into May when he had his first run back in the Derby. Unfortunately, got knocked out in the first round. He kind of went under the radar slightly behind the likes of Queen Joni and King Sydney, but he soon come back to life in that semi-final of the British Bred, and he put in a massive run, 28-68. From there, Patrick, he's just gone from strength to strength, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know, you see, at the end of the dog is 3.5 years old, and he had an injury. You know, you couldn't do nothing with him. He just had to rest up. It healed quicker than we thought it would. He went in big paddocks and it seemed all good. So took him back to Stefan to have him a recheck and everything. And he said to me, he couldn't believe it that it healed so quickly. So he says, give him a trial and see how it goes. So we give him the trials. They were good. They were not exceptional, but you couldn't expect anything exceptional, you know. So we put him in the Derby with the hope he would get all the easy draws and he would come on while the Derby went on. But unfortunately, he got knocked out in the first round, you know, with no good draw. And then we sort of left him off for another week and we just give him a trial. I give him a race. I think he was in a race and he ran behind Queen Joni, but he's only beaten two lengths. Mm. And I thought he ran really well, really well. And then the week after, he went in the British Bred competition and he got beaten by King Sydney.
Yeah.
But the four come straight across and, you know, things didn't happen for him at the first. He done some running to, he almost got up and beat King Sydney, you know. Mm. So I thought this week he'd be spot on, and yeah, couldn't believe the 4-1. So that was
happy. Yeah, more than happy with that. And obviously going into this competition, he beat Miami Bullet in the first round from Trap 2. He beat Uncle Freddy. He had to work hard last Saturday to beat Uncle Freddy in 29-83. How do you see the final pan out, Patrick? Are you happy with the draw in one?
Yeah, I'm happy with the draw one. You know, listen, I think he's got to be in front of Drupy's clue, doesn't he, at the first bend? You know, I think he can. I really do. And if he does, and he can get a run around the first two bends, he's a massive runner.
Patrick, thank you, and all the very best with Romeo Commanding, of course, owned by Dave Firminger, and you've done a fantastic job with him getting him back on the card, and to be running at the top of his game again is testament to you and all the team. So good luck on Saturday with him, Patrick. We'll go on quickly now to Not So Slow. This dog, again, has improved massively from when he first came on the scene. I remember him when he first came to Suffolk Downs in an A3. He was desperately unlucky his first run. He then followed that up by winning a good open race there the following week. This dog has got serious pace, Patrick. He goes in the Coral Sussex Cup Sprint Trophy Final from Track 4 on Saturday.
Yeah, he's you know, when I took him first time to Toaster and he had the sprint trial, then I thought this dog can run, but he was so green. So I asked Robbie at Mildenhall, which engraved him for me, because this dog wasn't ready for open racing at all. So he did. He put him in an A3, and yeah, he went through the field. He didn't break very well, but he went through the field. He hit the front, but at last he made a mistake. He was causing the hare to do much, and he got beat on the line. And then we kept him at Mildenhall, and there was some open race, and he won a final there from a puppy race in 23-30. And that's an exceptional run around there. Mm. So, yeah, and then we took him to Romford, and he won a good few races there, and then, you know what I mean, I thought he looks a good sprinter as well, so I thought he'd take him sprinting, and he sidestepped really the one at Central Park, because we thought we'd keep McDowell, and we'd love to see him on Derby final night, and you know, and he got knocked out of the competition, but he won on Derby final night, and then he went back and he doing 15 40s round there, and then I thought you can give a go at Hove, and yeah, he improved again, you know what I mean, and I know he didn't break in the first round. He can break much better than that, you know what I mean? Much better. So yeah. He's very well drawn in track four with three railers and two wides on his outside. So, yeah, but very competitive again, you know what I mean? So if he breaks very well, he's a runner.
Thank you, Patrick. And again, thank you for your time, Patrick, this morning. All the very best on Saturday with Romeo in command and Not So Slow. I hope you have an enjoyable evening and good luck, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you.